Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today, Baruch Hashem, we had a very special simcha in our family. And that is that my son's wife, they live in Israel, in Yerushalayim, actually, had a little boy. So I'd like to tell you what happened in Shemayim just before this little boy was born. And that is that the Gemara tells us that before a soul comes down to this world, they administer a shvua. That means they make the soul make a promise that it will be a tzaddik, or at least try to be a tzaddik, and not be, that is a righteous person, a holy person, and not be a rasha, not be an evil person, that every Jewish soul before it comes down to this world has to promise to try not to try to be a tzaddik, or at least not to be a rasha, at least not to do against the Torah and the mitzvahs. And then after that, they make the soul to make this shvua, or this continuation of the shvua. And even if the whole world tells you that you're a tzaddik, even if everybody tells you, oh, you're really a tzaddik, you don't even have a yitzhahara, you don't have an evil inclination, but you should be in your own eyes like a rasha, meaning you should remember that just like an evil person has an evil inclination, a yitzhahara, so too I also, even if I am doing so much Torah and mitzvahs, but certainly, except for the very few who are really tzaddikim, we all need to remember that we do have Yetzirah, and we have to always be on guard against it. And so this little boy, that his soul came down to the world today, actually it was a few hours ago, in Israel it was a few minutes after midnight, so that would be, I'm not sure exactly, a few hours ago. So his soul came down to this world. Hashem said, okay, it's time for this soul to come down to the world so it can do its part to bring the Geula. The same thing is with each and every one of you, each and every one of us, that each of us have a very, very special neshama, a very special soul. And our soul also, before it came down to this world, had to promise to try to be a tzaddik, or at least not to be a rasha, not to be an evil person. And even no matter how much mitzvahs we do and how much Torah we learn, we have to remember that we do have a sneaky yetzirah, sneaky evil inclination we have to be on guard against. But with every single mitzvah that we do, we defeat the evil inclination. And with every thing that we learn and every time that we daven, and through all of this, your efforts and my efforts and all the efforts of all the Jewish people in the world will certainly bring Mashiach, and hopefully immediately, if not sooner. Thank you very much for listening to the story of the day, and we should all have only good news. Thank you.